A three-part documentary series premiering tonight on PBS explores groundbreaking fetal surgery being done at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Twice Born, Stories from the Special Delivery Unit, follows four families as they go through surgery on their unborn children. The hospital is the world leader in fetal surgery, performing 150 procedures each year on babies while still in the womb. For NHPR Morning Edition producer Michael Brindley, this documentary has a personal connection. His wife, Kate, underwent fetal surgery in Philadelphia in September to save their daughter's life. The surgery was a success, and their daughter, Willa, was born in February. Michael spoke with Monica Lang, producer and director of the series, to talk about the shooting process and what she hopes people take away from it.
Was there something about fetal surgery that kind of fascinated you as a filmmaker?
Well, the idea of operating on babies in the womb is a fascinating idea. I mean, it's just an incredible human feat to be able to do that. So the idea of being able to do a film about that was obviously intriguing. And I had a feeling that the people who were doing it would be interesting characters, and in fact, they were.
So what was your pitch to the hospital?
My pitch to the hospital was, I think the time is right. You are the world leaders in this. You should be the first ones out there with a television series, and I'm the one to do it.
Were there any ground rules you had to set with the families?
They had to sign HIPAA releases, but they were given the right to tell us to stop filming at any point. And I think this gave them some security about doing this. They knew that if they suddenly got very uncomfortable in a given situation, they could say, could you please leave the room? And we agreed to that. It never happened, but it gave people a sense of comfort with our being there.
Can you explain the types of conditions the families in the documentary are dealing with?
There are four conditions that we deal with. One is spina bifida, for which there is a very interesting intervention now prenatally. One is teratoma, which is a huge outsized tumor that can develop in several places on a baby. One is twin-twin transfusion syndrome, where twins are endangered because they share the placenta and they have unequal distribution of the mother's blood between them. And the other one is something called LUTO, lower urinary tract obstruction, where a baby can no longer pee inside the womb. And this is basically a fatal condition in many cases if left untreated.
Take me through your daily routine of the shooting process.
You don't go film every single day for 14 months. We filmed a total of 46 days. So my job was to figure out which 46 days to film. So I was constantly in touch with the patients and also the medical people to say, okay, what's happening today or what's happening tomorrow? Is this a big milestone for this family? Is this a story beat we should cover? So that was the daily routine, was figuring that out. And then some days we'd pull the trigger and we'd go. Other days we would sit in Philadelphia and wait for things to happen, like wait for babies to be born. At one point we sat in a hotel next to the hospital for 19 days without shooting, because once this mother went into labor, they were going to deliver the baby instantaneously via cesarean. So we couldn't go anywhere. So some of what you do when you're doing this type of film is wait. And there are some long waits.
What about the doctors and hospital staff? How much do you focus on them?
We focus on the doctors quite a lot. And we get to know them as characters. And we demystify them. You know, doctors are sometimes considered to be X-Men or... You know, they have a sort of heroic posture or sometimes a demonic posture, but they're often not portrayed as just human beings. And I wanted to do that, and I wanted to tell their stories, and we were able to do it.
And obviously this type of project, it just involves a lot of unknowns. You don't know how it's going to turn out for the families. Was that a challenge at all for you?
That was a huge challenge. You know, when you sign up with a family, you don't know where it's going to go. This truly is verite filmmaking, documentary filmmaking. And you have to trust that things are going to unfold in a way that makes it in an interesting story, that you're going to be able to do your storytelling thing. And you never really know that in the beginning. What you do know is whether this is a good character or not, or a good set of characters in the case of a couple. Do I feel that I can make an interesting story out of their experience?
And from your perspective, do you just kind of have to let yourself become emotionally invested, or do you try to maintain that distance?
I become emotionally invested, for sure. I do. You have to do your job. And when things are bad, when things are sad, when even when things are happy, you can't lose it as a filmmaker. But I do feel it. I feel it a lot because over the course of this amount of time, you become close to these families. And their pain is your pain and their joys are your joys.
What do you hope people take away from watching this?
First of all, you want to tell a good story. You hope that people are engaged, touched, and informed. Secondly, you want to tell people about a unique human experience. Having your baby have a birth defect and having that dealt with in the womb is an incredible experience. And I want people to know that there are human beings who are going through this. Raising awareness is part of it. But good storytelling is the other part and a very important part.
What's something that you learned or take away from this experience?
What I took away from this experience, both from the doctor's side and from the patient's side, is that parenthood trumps everything. Parenthood is the most profound human experience. It's the most profound experience of love. And even love for your not yet born child is an intense thing. And the film really explores that.
Monica Lang is producer and director of Twice Born, Stories from the Special Delivery Unit. The three-part series premieres tonight on PBS. Monica, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Michael.